This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. We begin Chaf Bezim and Aleph 22a, the first section, the black text. We continue with the position of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that if you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, right, we can bake for you, cook for you, Madlikin Loas Haner, right, top of our page, we can even light a candle for you, so that you could have light in your house on Shabbos. Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Amru. In the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, they set off tzolin lo dag katan. They can even, right, roast you a little fish. Tanya Nami Hache, we see the same thing in the Braisa. Mi shalohiniach eruve tavshilin. One who did not leave an eruv tavshilin. Ofen lo pasachas. You make them, right, bake them one bread. V'tom nin lo kedera achas. We can insulate, cover one pot. V'adlikin lo as haner. We can light a candle for them. V'chamim lo kiton achas. We can heat up a jug of water for them. V'yesh omrim, and some say avtzolon lo dan katan, that we roast you a little fish. Now, Rav Huna has other people doing it for you. The Mishnah seems to imply that you yourself could do it. But maybe there is an equivalence that, again, for another time. But position number one is the Mishnah, where Beis Shammai says you cannot do Hatmanis, where you didn't leave Erev Tavshilin, but Beis Hillel holds like Rav Huna that even if you forgot Erev Tavshilin, there is a little bit of leeway for you to do a little bit, or for someone else to do a little bit for you. Rava says the opposite. Rava Amar La'olam Shehiniach. But really, Rava says there was an Erev Tavshilin. But if there's no Erev Tavshilin, what in the world is Beis Shammai thinking, saying you cannot do it? V'shayni Hatmana, and Hatmana is different. Hatmana, Beis Shammai says, is different than everything else that we were talking about. Why? D'mochecha milsa d'adaita d'shabbis ka'ave. Because it's, right? L'ochech is to prove. It is certainly proven. Mochecha milsa means it's evident and clear that you had Shabbos in mind when you did the Hatmana. Right? When you cook on Yontif for Shabbos, the cooking for Yontif and cooking for Shabbos are identical actions. Happens to be one you're going to leave over, one you're not. But you can't tell the difference when you're doing it, whether it's for Shabbos or Yontif. Hatmana, insulating something for later, right, is clearly for Shabbos and not for Yontif. And therefore, Beis Shammai says the Erev Tavshilin does not extend that far. So Esve Abaye comes, he's going to attack Rava. Okay, Chananya Omer, Chananya says, Beishamai Omrim Beishamai says, Ein ofin ela imkein irei bepad vein mevachlin ela imkein irei betavshil. Right, Beishamai says that the Erev Tavshilin is food specific. If you left a baked item, then you can, right before Yontif, you made the Erev on it, you can bake on Yontif for Shabbos, and the same thing with Bishul, which is cooking in a liquid medium. You can only do that if you left a Tavshil, right, with your Erev Tavshilin. Ve'ein tomnin ela imkein hayu lo chamin tumunim me'erev Yontif. You can only insulate and cover something on Yontif if you had something insulated from before Yontif. I, says the Gemara, says Abaye, Hahayu lo chamin tumunin. If you did indeed insulate something from before Yontif, miha avid, you are allowed to do then hatmana on Yontif for Shabbos. V'afal gavde mocha milsa d'adaita d'Shabbos kavet. Even though it's abundantly clear that you're doing this for Shabbos. All right. So now Abaye says we have Beis Shammai's own words that you can do hatmana on Yontif for Shabbos if you left the proper erev tavshilin. That is what we call a destruction of poor Rava. All right, Rava just got destroyed. Ella Amar Abaye, and therefore Abaye answers, all right, differently. Kigon shi irev lezeh, velo irev lezeh, v'chananya hi be'aliba de Beis Shammai. Right, this is a particular case where, right, you made an Erev Tavshilin, let's say for baking, but not for Hatmana. And it's Beis Shammai, according to Hananya, who believes that Beis Shammai is, right, preparation specific. So the case in the Mishnah is where you made an Erev Tavshilin for anything but Hatmana. And therefore, Beis Shammai says you cannot do Hatmana. Beis Hillel says once you made an Tavshilin, you can do whatever you like in terms of food preparation. Okay, now comes the Gemara to the next clause in the Mishnah, Ve'ein Zokfin Es HaMenorah. Right, you cannot straighten up a menorah. What's the problem? You're allowed to use a menorah on Yontif, right? You can transfer fire. Menorah shouldn't be mukta. So the Gemara asks, "My ka'avid, right? What did you do? You didn't do anything wrong." So Amar Rav Chanina bar Bisna. Right, so says Rav Chanina bar the son of Bisna, "Hacha b'menoros b'menorah shel chulios askinan." All right, this is a menorah which comes apart. It has different parts that you have to put together. Demech ze kibona. It looks like building. Beis Shammai savre. Beis Shammai holds yesh binyan bekelim. Right, that you have a concept of construction even with regard to utensils. Beis Hillel savre. Beis Hillel says no. Ain binyan bekelim. Ain stira bekelim. There's no such thing as building, right, construction and destruction when it comes to vessels. There is such a thing when it comes to houses, things attached to the ground, but there's no such thing when it comes to vessels, right? You can, you know, build a menorah in that, right, halachic sense. So now, Ula iklalave Rav Yehuda. So Ula comes to the house of Rav Yehuda, kam shameh zakef le'lishraga. So the shamish, the servant gets up, right, and he straightens up the light, the menorah. That's obviously a no-no. So come back tomorrow. We'll see how that story plays out, but this concludes today's learning. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.